Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Well, it's Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really Monday in this room. It's extra Monday
yes.
in this room.
It is.
I feel like we always get an extra Monday. There's no like, woo, it's
yeah.
Monday.
Yeah.
We're all struggling a little bit.
And we're kind of locked out of the station. Kind of the best way to explain it to the listeners is we can't get into any of our computers. So we can't make any fun noises. Like Majestic, make a noise. Yeah.
Was that a chicken?
I don't know what it was, but.
I'm not sure.
That's we what we get.
Yeah,
wow.
We can't do anything. It's so funny because there's a dude that works over on K-Earth. And as I was coming in today, I was passing him in the hallway. And he was on his way to try to fix something on his station.
Oh, no.
And I said, what's the deal with this place that every Monday we come in and everything is reset and everything is broken?
Yeah.
Like, what the hell happens here every weekend? I have no idea. Like, I don't know if somebody comes in and just like, hey, what's this button do? What's this button do? Hey, let's turn this off. And then we can't get it. I mean, I literally can't even answer the phones. It's amazing.
I'm on Saturdays by myself, and I will tell you that's exactly what we do.
Is that what you do?
We're like, just pressing buttons.
You know, what's this one do?
Maybe this will turn everything off. It gets boring here. We have to spice it up while we're gone.
And the best part is, on our computers, it's like your mom's house. We have all of these little notes, like these post-it notes, with all of the passwords on them.
But you don't know what it's for. It's just a password.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But if your mom was here, she would know. She would like, well, that's for AOL, of course. Obviously.
AOL.
Exactly. That's what your mom would say.
Mom is on AOL,
that's exactly
for sure.
What you would say. But it's just like there's post-its everywhere, and we're trying to sign into things, but whatever.
I have a silver lining.
Okay. Well, I'm ready for it.
I told Chelsea, because she's like, oh, Monday. I'm like, Chelsea, I already got it. It's a short week for us because we're at Disneyland.
That is a good point.
Right? Yes.
I didn't even think about that until she said it. I'm like, oh my gosh, yes.
It may as well be a 3-day work week.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right about that.
Yeah, Thursday, we are out of here.
Okay. Well, there's something to look forward
Silver
to.
Silver lining countdown.
Really we have
We have Disney tickets that we'll be giving away this morning. We can share that with the audience.
It's exciting. We can make noises for you.
Majestic, a noise, please.
Why is that the noise?
Wait, that's the most random noise I've ever heard.
I didn't prepare my noises because I thought Button Box was going to work.
Oh. So it's
the only one.
Ding, 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 ding. Explosion.
That was pretty good.
Oh, I could do Donald Duck. Good job.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Everybody loves Disney tickets, and we've got Disney tickets here on Amp Radio. They're coming up 6:10. Crystal B, what's trending?
All right, about 4 hours to go until the Kobe Bryant Memorial at Staples Center happens this morning. So law enforcement has been urging fans, and they are still urging fans, if you do not have a ticket, don't come near Staples Center. Mm-hmm. It's going to be madness.
Yeah. Good luck
you're
with
spitting.
That. I coughed up like...
I saw things fly out of your mouth. Yeah, they're saying there is no business why you should be over here at all. A lot of the streets are going to be closed down. And I thought this was interesting. So, you know how LA Live has the big screens out there? Mm-hmm. That will not be showing the memorial.
No.
Yeah. But also, the restaurants at LA Live are not opening until after lunch. So, you can't even pop in any of the restaurants to hang, to be a looky-loo. And they said once they do open, if the memorial is still going on, their TVs will not be showing the memorial.
Okay.
So you have to be at home if you don't have tickets. I'm thinking some bars in LA will probably, and restaurants will be showing it. You have to figure out where you're going to go to watch it, but don't go to Staples Center. They want to make sure you don't go over there. So the doors for the memorial are opening at 8. They're telling ticket holders you have to be in your seats by 9:45, and the memorial is set to start exactly at 10 a.m.
Okay.
So Vanessa Bryant is expected to be there, but nobody has been confirmed to speak. We don't know if she's going to speak, if anyone is going to speak. We haven't heard of any names. Mm-hmm. I personally think we're definitely going to hear a Shaq speech, a Dr. Dre speech, and probably a Diddy. Speech, a few words. Yeah. So the memorial stream will begin at 9:30 a.m. All the local news stations are doing it. I know Fox 11 has already started their Kobe coverage. Mm-hmm. So I'm paying attention and I can't wait. It's going to be emotional, but I think it's exactly what we all need to like just move on and just celebrate.
Yeah.
Oh, also, I feel like Gigi Bryant's teammates will also be there.
Yeah, they'll probably get up maybe and say something.
Yeah, so cute. Mm-hmm. All right, so if you drank a lot of beer over the weekend, I have great news.
Okay.
Drinking beer can nearly double a man's chances of hitting the age of 90 years old.
What?
I'm on my way to 120.
Right? So good news for women, too. Women who drink beer increase their chance of reaching 90 by a third.
That's funny. I drank beer this weekend for the first time in a while, but I feel so bloated. It's the only thing. Yeah. Like, you just can't drink too much of it.
Embrace it. You'll live longer.
All right.
Yeah, you'll be bloated until 90.
Whatever.
They said this is only moderate drinking for beer that's good for you. It's really good for your heart. But if you drink too much, obviously, when you become a binge drinker, it's not good for you. So I'm like, I wonder which line I fall on.
Yeah.
Which side of the spectrum am I on?
You know, I read this story too, and it's funny. If you look at the bottom where the story came from, it came from the Irish Sun.
Of course.
Okay.
They're drunks. Yeah.
This is fake news.
Not only that, somebody trying to spread this around. My gosh. We are like a few weeks away from St. Patrick's Day.
Of course.
I see what they're doing.
They're like in green beer.
Yeah. It's even better. The Irish beer, you've got to drink that one. I'm Crystal B, and if it's trending, you know I got you.
Okay. Disney tickets. That's what we have. Just a pair? What do we have? A pair of tickets?
Yeah.
Okay. After 7 o'clock this morning, we'll start passing those out. 97.1
AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Did you guys see the paparazzi pictures of Justin Timberlake strolling with the wife and kid in New York City?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Wow. It's going well between them now?
I guess so. They're out. They eat apparently still together.
What? They eat?
They eat.
No.
Wait, celebrities are just like us?
It's strange, but it's true.
That's good though.
I already know where Crystal B stands on this, so I'm going to ask Chelsea.
Okay.
I'll just ask you straight.
Okay.
Did you happen to watch TV last night?
Last night, no.
Okay. In L.A., there was a great show on TV on all the local channels.
What?
Another car chase. Yay!
Oh, I did see you post that on your Instagram.
So where do you stand? Because I clearly know where she stands.
Uh-huh.
Where do you stand on car chases?
I love them.
You love them?
Oh, they're so fun.
So fun.
I feel like I'm the only person in the world that hates a car chase. I think in LA, anyhow.
You're not.
It's so entertaining, though.
And that's the thing. They're broadcast for a reason. Uh-huh. Like, car chases happen all the time. They don't have to show us, but they do because they know we
want
to see them.
People
because they're entertaining.
Yeah. Mm.
Like, they're going to happen anyway. Might as well just show us what's happening.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like in baseball games, when some Yahoo runs out onto the field, they never show us.
Right.
You know what I mean? They're like, we're just not going to encourage this kind of behavior. But here in LA, they put it on all of the channels so we can watch it.
Yeah.
So people now do it. They know they're going to be on TV. They're waving half the time. The cops can't even beat them up at the end. They should be able to, I think. That should be the payoff. I want a dog involved every time, too. I want the
dog for a car chase.
Yes, I want the dog to get out, and I want the dog to eat the person.
Take it down.
Like, eat the person?
That's very gory.
They should squirt the person with like barbecue sauce and let the dog at him. That's what they should do.
Yeah, that's a real... I'm surprised you haven't gone to law enforcement with that great plan. Guys, I have a plan. Barbecue sauce.
Listen, they should put me on local news to cover these because I get... Watch my Instagram. It's funny. My Instagram, no one pays attention to it ever, but whenever there's a chase, I go right to my Instagram and I do commentary for the car chase. So I woke up this morning, I have like 100-some comments. I'm like, uh-oh, what did I do? Like, I forgot what I did last night. I got drunk and did some commentary on the car chase, and people love it. I curse a lot, but they make me nuts because I know it's a lot of fun to watch and see. until someone's little kid steps off of a curb and gets hit by one of these yahoos.
Then we'll
never see them again.
Yeah.
But that's what's going to happen. Mark my words. And I could solve all this. I have a plan.
Barbecue sauce.
No, not barbecue sauce. That is a good plan. I could stop it. If they were really serious about not having these car chases, which puts people in danger, it does. I mean, like I said, wait till a kid steps off a curb and on live TV, they, you know, run over a kid. I think for every minute that you lead the police in a high-speed chase, you should get a year in jail.
Right.
So they put a time. See, now they make it fun on TV for us. So they put a timer on the TV set.
Oh, my gosh. It's like a game show?
Yeah. We're at 5 minutes. That's 5 years. And there's no, like, trial or anything. Uh-huh. They take the person, they put them in cuffs, and they take them right to jail. Like, we don't have to clog the courts with them. Yeah. They're like, hey, you saw the timer. Yeah. The timer was on KTLA. You're going straight to jail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what they should do.
Yeah.
If you're
going
to broadcast it, at least have a payoff. So, I mean, if you're not going to let the cops, you know, beat the people or... you know, put barbecue sauce on them for the dogs, I think they should go to jail. Mm-hmm. Because it's becoming like people start cheering for these people, and that's what makes me nuts.
Yeah.
They're criminals.
I'm cheering that they get caught, and I know they are going to get caught. There has never been a chase where they don't get caught.
Right.
That's my whole thing. Like, these people are idiots, like even trying to get away from the cops.
You can't outrun a helicopter.
Right. So you're dumb, but I do want to watch, but I do want you in handcuffs at the end of it.
So you just like watching dumb people. That's what it is.
Of course, don't we all?
I just want a counter on the screen. That's all. Just put a counter and take them right to jail. That's what I want.
Great. A count up clock and barbecue sauce. Noted.
I could solve every crime.
Yeah.
President Booker.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial Free Monday.
It's sort of like it's like that song that comes out, but it doesn't really pop for a few weeks. Like Lizzo. Remember when Truth Hurts came out? Like, we all knew of the song, but then it just hit critical mass at once, and everyone's like, oh, Lizzo, we love Lizzo.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this new television show is sort of like that song, where it's been out for a few weeks on Netflix. I think we're 6-8 episodes in to Love is Blind, right? Is that the name? Love is Blind?
Yes, Blind, yep.
So, weirdly, we all ended up watching it this weekend, but we didn't talk to one another.
Mm-hmm.
And Madge is the most invested out of all of us.
He is so into the show.
It doesn't, like, we're like chicks, us three, you know what I mean? But for him to be so, and he's so mad at the contestants.
Yeah.
It's so great. Like,
I hate them.
He spent the whole weekend yelling at the screen.
He said he's never screamed at the TV that much before.
It's like watching sports for him.
Yeah.
Did your girlfriend make you watch this? Like, how did you get into this?
First, we tried to watch it drunk a couple weeks back, and I was like, yo, this show is whack. And then we stopped watching it. And then after we all talked about it on the group chat, we tried it again. And then after like two episodes, I was into it. And my girlfriend, Jamie, she's super into it too.
Yeah.
It's such a great show.
I think that's what I love about it is the people aren't like, I think a lot of times in these dating shows, the people are kind of crazy a little bit, you know, or like, and I actually think a lot of them are really genuine, like normal people. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they're genuinely looking for love. Most of them.
Well, I think and by the way, the premise of the show, if you don't watch and you haven't watched yet, you don't get to meet the person. You're in these two sort of pod situations and they rotate people around that you cannot see. So you're forced to converse and talk and speak and learn about one another through
with
your
the
actual
wall between
words.
You.
Yeah. No social media, but you're just talking. You can ask any question you want. And at first you're thinking, I don't know, would this really work? But then it becomes really interesting and you start thinking, maybe this is how we're supposed to date.
Yeah, they're really building connections.
Right.
Like just not even knowing what people look like.
Yeah.
I thought there's a few of the couples and I'm like, wow, these people really at this point seem like they could get along and be a couple until they actually meet each other and go into the real world, which is, I think, the fun thing of watching the show. Because it kind of like all hell breaks loose.
It does.
Once they meet each other, once they're in the real world, once you start getting to know this person that you really don't know anything about.
Yeah. It's kind of nice. I mean, looks are superficial. They do go away eventually.
Mm-hmm.
We all wither up and turn old and then you're just stuck with your thoughts and conversing with one another. And that's where they start the relationship, conversing, getting to know one another. But you get these people that don't necessarily, you wouldn't maybe meet in their typical walks of life.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I think there's something about the show, the way they cast it, where it's not so, like, look, The Bachelor is the most beautiful people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
They all move to LA to be the most beautiful people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they all kind of want to be famous. These people sort of want to just be in relationships,
yeah.
I think. And
they're like the average Joes.
Right.
Like they're just literally normal people.
Right. And I don't think they're all like trying to be something else. Like, I feel like every person on The Bachelor wants to be something in Hollywood. Oh, I want to be a host on the show, or I want to do this, or I want to do that.
Yeah.
I feel like there's no fakeness here. This is just two people that want to meet one another. And if you're in Iowa and you're meeting some girl from Kansas or whatever, maybe looks aren't the biggest deal. Mm-hmm. It's not this superficial thing that we have in Los Angeles.
I think the thing that's most surprising about the show is that so they have like a full week, but it was like even after like 3 days that people were getting proposed to.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, I get it. It's like you cut through the BS. They're just getting to know each other, but that surprised me, and I like believed their love. I was just like, oh my God, they really mm-hmm. love each other.
Right. Based on the connection that they had through the wall.
Talking about real life stuff.
Right.
Like
family.
Kids, family. Yeah. It's
religion.
So good.
Like a lot of them related on religion and stuff like that.
And right when they met too, most of them were like, yeah, I'm definitely attracted to them because I just see their heart. Like when mm-hmm. I saw them face to face, I'm still in love with them based on their heart. But then it's funny because there's a couple, like, as you know, the shows go on, they're like, well, I'm just getting used to the person who he is, and he's not someone I'd usually date. I don't know. It's a whole thing.
Well, that is the best part, when you're dating out of your comfort level mm-hmm. or your culture. If you're dating people that you've never dated before, here's a great example. Listen to this.
This is my first time kissing a white man. I have large, full lips, and I was scared that the proportion was going to be like, oh my God, my lips are going to be a lot for his smaller lips, but he is an excellent kisser.
Something I would have never even thought about.
Yeah,
I wouldn't even have,
so
I was
good.
Like, really? She feels that way? That's mm-hmm. interesting. But you get to see all of these different types of people get together. They don't, maybe don't look the same, or there's this one girl, she drives a tank. She fixed tanks.
Like in the Army.
In the Army.
Yeah.
And she met this like really good looking dude, and they picked one another, but they go back to her hometown.
Wait, I haven't seen all that yet.
Well,
stop saying
it. I'm just saying it's really fun.
Okay.
So if you're not watching the show, you could tell we're four or five really different people in the room. We've all kind of peeped this out.
Yeah.
We all like it for different reasons.
So since you're further along, do you think that couple's going to make it?
Uh-uh.
No, you don't? Because I thought of all of the couples,
oh,
they might, because they're sort of similar in that sense.
Let's just say I know what happens. And
the trailer shows a bride running away from a wedding, and I'm like, who is that? I need to know who that is.
It's all of them, I think.
Yeah, probably.
It's such a fun show. So that's on Netflix if you want to, you know, catch up on that one. It's a fun, it'll kill a weekend. It really will. Mm-hmm. Such a good show.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
Disney tickets before 8 o'clock. They've got the Staples Center buttoned up.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you can't get anywhere near it. There are no people down there, just people in line, and the line looks short.
Mm-hmm. And they're already going through to make sure you have a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So don't even bother trying to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. I really thought most people would say, screw it, we're going down. But it looks like, as of now, it's only 7 o'clock, but it looks like people are not going down.
It's going to be a waste of time. I'm sure there's going to be a few people trying, but
they're going to run you off.
Yeah, they really are.
Okay. Chelsea, you met some listeners this weekend?
Yes.
Okay, tell me about that.
I met a woman. She was actually sitting next to me while I was getting my nails done,
mm-hmm.
and she leaned over and she's like, oh my gosh, my 10-year-old daughter would be so excited if she knew that I was sitting next to you. She's like, we listen to you guys every single morning. She's like, I thought it was you because we follow you on Instagram, but then when I heard your voice, which was just cool, she said she big fan of the show and loves our vibe, so that's cool to hear.
Very cool.
Sweet.
Thank you
nice.
For all for listening.
It was a cool moment,
That's cool. I met the boss's kid this weekend. That's the only person that I... But it was weird because I ran into... at Target, of all places, out in Woodland Hills. And I ran into the boss and his fiance and his kid. And I've never met his kid before. And his kid was just kind of looking at me. And I was talking. And he's like, what's your name? And I'm like, Booker. He's like, I knew it. I knew the voice. And
he
was,
funny.
I was like, I wish your dad was this excited about like talking to me. He thinks I suck.
That's funny.
So that was cool. Oh, and Target, by the way. Oh, I went to get shoelaces yesterday.
Uh-huh. You bought a million things.
No, I don't like Target. I just don't.
What?
I'm more of a Costco guy, but I went to Target because I needed shoelaces. And my girlfriend has some sort of like Ebola virus. I don't know what it is.
No.
Oh my God.
You're so dramatic.
No, I was doing anything to stay out of the house this weekend. I was like, I think I need to clean the top of the yard. You know what I mean? I was like trying to get away from the property. I was in every other room that she wasn't in. And I'm like, I got to get to Target. And I went to Target and I'm looking for shoelaces. I always feel bad bothering people that work there for information. So there's this one woman, she's just kind of booking by me, looking like she's real, you know, she got
They're always so busy.
Yeah, they're
like racing to somewhere. I'm like, oh man, I don't want to bother them.
They're racing to break. They're not going anywhere, okay? So I'm like, excuse me, can you tell me where shoelaces are? And you get this, they're over there.
yeah.
You know what I mean? They give you the wave. Like,
section. Well, yeah.
All right. So west, I guess. I guess they're west on the west side. Can't find them. So then I go find some. I can't. Of course I can't find them. And then I go to somebody else and I say, where are they? Well, they're behind the shoe department. Then I'm thinking, Target doesn't have a shoe department. I think they sell maybe some women's shoes and boots, but not like really.
They have a shoe department.
Yeah, they have shoes.
Yeah, they totally have a shoe department. Yeah.
Maybe for women, but not for men. There's only like a few.
They have like tennis shoes for men.
No, not really. Really? Mine doesn't. Woodland Hills, there's like a little, kind of a little tiny, tiny section away from your. Trust me, I know all about the store now. I was out there, okay? And they're like, well, it's behind it, behind the women's bra. So I go over there and I'm walking through the bra section. I'm the perv walking through. Like, no. And everyone's like, he's looking really closely at all these bras. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm looking for the shoes. Can't find them. So I ask another employee. Oh, they're over in E16. So I'm like, I didn't even know they had numbered aisles in Target.
Lettered and numbered.
So I go over. There is no E. It was A16. And I get down A16. I found insoles for my shoes, no shoelaces.
So then
I go back to somebody else. And I say, no, I went to find four different people. I'm like, can't someone just
go? I would have left already.
Oh, no. Yeah. I was to that point, and I was so mad, and I was so frustrated. But I'm there for about an hour at this point because I'm circling.
Just for laces?
Yeah, shoelaces.
Oh, my gosh.
But I don't want to go home. Like I said, girlfriend's got the Ebola. I don't want it, so what the hell? So I'm walking around the store, and finally, I find someone. She's so sweet. She was like, she could tell that, you know, when someone looks so frustrated that they've lost their mind?
Yeah.
I had lost my mind. I was like, look, I've asked like three different people, and I didn't want to be rude. I never want to be rude, but I was like, I've asked like three different people. Can you please tell me where the shoelaces are? And she's like, honey, let me just take you to them. So she grabbed me and she like,
that's the best.
And I was like, thank you. Why couldn't like going too fast woman just do it in the first place? You know what I mean?
So you got the laces, though. That's good.
I got the laces.
You had all the time. You should have just gone up and down each aisle. Like, you're bothering all the employees.
But I did. I'm telling you, they were in the most inconspicuous, tucked in next to the bra. Like, made no sense. Nowhere near shoes. Didn't make any sense at all.
Oh, I can't go to Target anymore because I always buy it. The most random things that I don't need, like a ceramic mixing bowl that just like looks pretty. Like, I'll just like buy everything.
Yeah. Take all my money.
It's too much.
It's fine.
I'm the same way at Costco. I go to Costco. I'm going for one thing. Uh-huh. I've never made a Costco trip under $200 ever in my life.
Well, I'm upset at Costco. I'll just tell you that.
Okay.
We're talking about it next.
We're talking about it next?
Yes.
This is a good story.
I hope you're ready.
And I think
because I'm mad.
I think a lot of people are mad about this.
Oh, yeah.
One. I know
me
the
included.
Story. I'm a customer.
Yeah. 971
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
I'm Booker with Crystal B and Chelsea, and you're about 40 minutes away from tickets to Disney. Four of them.
Yeah. Wow.
By the way, and we'll be broadcasting from Disney Friday morning.
Can't wait.
We're very excited about Crystal B. Tell us what's trending.
All right. The Kobe Bryant Memorial is definitely trending all morning. It's happening in a few hours. Doors are opening at 8 a.m. starting for the guests. If they have tickets, if you don't have tickets, do not bother going down to Staples Center. But this is really cool. There's a lot of local public viewings happening around the city. So Santa Ana is offering a public memorial viewing at their city hall. The Orange County Great Park Soccer Stadium is also doing a public gathering, and the Linwood Community Center is doing a gathering as well. And then just confirmed this morning that Jerry West, Magic Johnson, Shaquille O'Neal, and NBA Commissioner Adam Silver will be speaking. Last hour we were talking about, we don't know who any of the speakers are, so it's kind of cool that we're finding out a little bit, which these are people we would guess, but it's confirmed. I'm very interested to see if Vanessa Bryant speaks.
Yeah. It would be hard. Yeah. I can't even imagine, but I would think she would.
I don't know. I don't have a clue. Yeah. I would think so.
It does remind me of the Nipsey Hussle Memorial where Lauren London was able to get up there and speak. And I was watching, like, I don't know how she's able to do this. But yeah, we could possibly see Vanessa Bryant speak, which would just be so emotional. None of the TVs around Staples Center will be showing it. Don't bother going. Okay. Period.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, this story makes me angry. Let's talk about it because Booker and I already started over the weekend. So Costco announced that they are banning non-members from their food courts starting next month.
Oh, hell no.
No,
yeah.
It's a big deal.
I am Sam's Club, Team Sam's Club, all the way. All the way. This
is
beef.
Costco.
And he's Costco. Except when it comes to the food court.
That's
so
right.
The Sam's Club food court is not there. Yeah. They have no vegan options. Mm. Costco just started their vegan options last year. Mm-hmm. They have the acai bowl. Mm-hmm. Like, they have bomb stuff.
It's and about, come on, it's about the hot dogs and it's about the pizza.
Wait, so, but before, fine.
Vegan.
So non-members could just go in and eat, or meaning no, like if they're with someone.
It's outside, so it's always a Costco.
Anyone can go up.
Anyone could just walk up if you're just, and it's right out in the open, so you don't need a card for that, but now you need a card.
Even on road trips, like, we would stop to go get stuff or whatever, we'd be like, oh, let's go to the Costco. People get a pizza, a hot dog, whatever. It's quick, on the go, and it's like, it's cheap and it's good.
Yeah,
it's good. And now I'm like, damn, we can't even go to Costco. They're shutting us out. So they're obviously promoting the membership. They're like, oh, well, only members as of March 16th, but you can get a basic membership starting at $60. Oh, and I'm like, gosh. No way. I'm Sam's Club all the way.
Membership has its perks.
Yeah.
I'm so mad. You could add people to your membership, can't you?
can we join on yours? Come on.
I'll take you with me if you want.
Aww. Just bring me the salad. It's so good. All right, really quick. Everyday habits that could make you sick. Any guesses?
Drinking?
Touching our console here. This is disgusting.
That's kind of sort of one. All right, so not getting enough sleep.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Not changing your sheets. Dust mites love nice warm areas, including your bed. Sleeping and cuddling with you. Smoking, which is an obvious one. Eating at your desk, which we all do.
Definitely.
In here. Ugh. They said it's one of the worst things you could do. You're typing on the keyboard that's most likely covered in germs, and then you're putting food in your mouth. And Booker, you have to touch the board, and who knows what happens on that board over the weekend. So, gross. Number one. Biting your nails. Do not bite your nails. Ever. There's all kinds of germs under there, and then you bite them, they're in your mouth, and you're sick. There you go. I'm Crystal B. If it's trending, you know I got you.
Then you've got Corona.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial Free Monday.
You know what happened 199 years ago today?
Jeez, no.
What's that? Do tell.
What happened?
Mexico declared their independence from Spain.
Oh, interesting. Nice.
Little history lesson.
Cool.
Yeah.
February 24th.
How about that?
Nice.
That is, what, like three people ago? 199 years? If you think about it, like three lives ago, about 200 years, right?
Yeah.
It's not that long ago. Seems like
it's wild.
199, I think, to a lot of us seems like a long time. But that's like three people. That's it. 2.5 people leave it if you live to 100. So.
Yeah. If you drink beer, you could live till 90.
We did learn that this morning. Mm-hmm. This is truth. Okay, Chels, what you got?
All right, let's start with the petty. So over the weekend, YouTube star Jake Paul went on Twitter and made claims that him and Zayn Malik, who used to be in One Direction, mm-hmm. almost got into a fight. It was in Vegas during the fight, coincidentally. But basically, he went on social media and said, I almost had to clap up on Zayn because he's a little guy and had an attitude and basically told me to F off for no reason. So he's going on this whole rant. He's got millions of followers. Mm-hmm. What I think is the best part about this whole thing is that Zayn's girlfriend, Gigi Hadid, stepped in to defend Zayn, and her response was kind of amazing. It was trending all weekend long. She basically was like, LOL, because he doesn't care to hang with you and your embarrassing crew of YouTube groupies. Unbothered by your irrelevant ugly. Hey, go to bed. So that's how you stick up for your man.
Good for her.
I know, right?
That's funny.
Everyone was telling everyone, go to bed.
Go to bed. That's
just go to bed. Yeah, go to bed.
Congratulations on being famous on the internet.
There you go.
Go to bed.
Right? All right. Over the weekend, Rihanna was honored with the President's Award at the which was the biggest honor at the NAACP Awards for her extraordinary philanthropic efforts.
I hate that word.
I know. I always mess it up.
See, I'm like,
it's funny. I heard you screw up the letters before, and I was thinking, I wonder what word's coming up that she's fearing. And then I see philanthropic, and I'm like, that's it. I knew it. I can't say that either.
Fearing the words.
I know.
I see it, and I'm like, oh, man. I don't even want to.
What can I say instead of that?
I don't even want to do it, let alone like see it or say it.
But she got up, and it's so good to see her. I'm just so excited for her to make her big return to music. But her getting up there, and she just gave this really powerful speech.
And if there's anything that I've learned, is that we can only fix this world together. We can't do it divided. I cannot emphasize that enough. We can't let the desensitivity seep in.
So good.
Oh,
that was just a part
her.
Of the speech. Yeah. It went on for a while, but yeah, she's so great. All right, moving on. Justin Bieber performed at Kanye's Sunday service over the weekend.
Now I see that you were there for me, and I can't say never would have made it without you.
There it is.
good.
Oh, wow, yeah. That was good.
Also, big congrats to him. His album Changes debuted at number one on the Billboard 200, making it his 7th number one album.
Get it.
No big deal. I'm Chelsea, and that's your entertainment news.
This is a big deal. Four to Disneyland. Yes. Four tickets.
Huge deal.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We usually waste a lot of time naming our contest. So we went the opposite route this time. We didn't name this contest.
Oh.
We'll just tell you what it is.
Yeah.
Okay. No name. No name.
The no name contest.
Exactly.
That's a name. Oh, don't give it a name.
Okay.
Okay. We're giving away Disney tickets. You do know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're going to play you some music from Disney. If you can identify the movie that it comes from, you get four tickets to Disney. We'll take some calls right now. 877-971-4487. Okay? The first person that does it, because you know I always screw this up, guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The first one?
I mean...
wins?
Yeah, I guess so. Let's give them away. Yeah. It's going to be easy.
Let's see how it goes today.
Usually we will at least waste half an hour naming our dumb games. No dumb name this time.
Okay.
No dumb production.
See how it goes.
We're just telling you what it is.
Yep.
Right. Mm-hmm. Tim, we got a call here. Who you want to go with? You want to go line two? Go to Sherman Oaks?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's go to Sherman Oaks. All right. Is your name Maria?
Yes.
Hi, Maria.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm
like, hi.
I'm so excited.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Okay, this should be very easy, I think. I don't know how difficult Madge made this, but if you're a fan of Disney, you should be able to pick this one up. Tell us what movie this is from, okay? Here we go.
Come on and lift your glass. You've won your own free pass to be a...
So easy.
You got it?
No, can you play?
What?
One more time.
Come on, you got this, Maria.
One more time. One more time.
Come on and lift your glass. You've won your own free pass.
Yeah, that's it. That's so easy.
Okay. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I know it.
Just take a guess. One of the.
No. That's so easy.
Now,
Disney fans are screaming right now. Like,
Madge, are you prepared? Would you like to choose another movie, or would you like to stick with the same clip?
Let's stick with this clip, even though they probably Googled it.
Well, they probably know it. Tam, what should I go with? Eight? Go to Crystal? Crystal,
yep,
for a Crystal.
Hi.
Good morning, Crystal. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Good, and you?
We're well. Thank you for listening. Okay, here we go. We'll play the clip one more
time
for you.
Come on and lift your glass. You've won your own free pass.
Okay.
Be our guest. Be our guest.
Be our guest. Yes.
Beauty and the Beast.
Yay. Good job.
Crystal, you got four tickets to Disneyland.
Yay.
Nice.
Good job. Congrats.
I like that she sang the rest of it. That really made my morning.
Bonus points.
By the way, we'll be broadcasting live from Disneyland Friday morning.
That's right.
That is so exciting.
But we'll be there on Thursday.
We'll be, well, hopefully, drinking. Well, yeah, hopefully we make it Friday morning. We'll be hungover.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
I love Halsey.
We know.
Well, I do. She's lovely.
Yeah.
That song is so good. You Should Be Sad is on AMP Radio on a commercial-free Monday. I'm Booker with Chelsea and Crystal
what
B.
Up?
Did you guys see this story about the hockey team that ran out of goalies?
Mm-hmm.
You love it.
Oh, my
so
God.
Good.
It's my fantasy.
Yeah.
When I go to Dodger games, this is a true story. This is a true story.
No, Booker.
No,
you don't.
No.
Just let him talk.
No,
just,
no,
let
no.
Him
oh get,
just let him say it.
Let me say it. Let me just say it. So, my girlfriend's dad, okay, his best friend is Ned Colletti, who used to be the GM for the Dodgers.
Uh-huh.
So, I inadvertently know Ned now. He's okay. A buddy of mine. So, I'm always telling Ned, especially when he was the GM for the Dodgers, I go, is there any sort of situation where you run out of pitchers that maybe you get someone from the stands? Because I could throw a heck of a knuckleball. He's like, shut up. Get away from me,
yeah.
Is usually what he says. But this story is so fantastic. So both of the goalies for Carolina, they get hurt in the game. And I guess there's some rule on the book for all NHL teams that they have to have a backup goalie.
Emergency.
In the building. So they're scrambling. They didn't think, we're going to hurt two goalies in one game, but that's exactly what happened. So they're like, who's the backup goalie for Carolina? It's the dude that drives the Zamboni that cleans the ice. So they call this guy. They're like, dude, you got to go out there and play.
Can you imagine getting that call?
No, I can't.
Oh, my gosh.
I get chills thinking about it. Like, I could be called into a game. It would be like the greatest thing that's ever happened.
Just telling him to suit up. Like, putting on all the gear, the uniform.
Walking out into the ice for that first
off of the... Now, I want to know, like, did he have to go clean the ice after he was done?
I know, right?
Yeah.
Is there a backup Zamboni driver?
Well, and you know, too, he's by, like, driving that Zamboni. He's probably envisioned this happening so many times.
Right.
Like, literally trying to manifest it. Or just, like, thinking, like, it'll never happen, but whatever. And then it's actually happening. Right. Like, that's wild.
Like, who's the guy for the Kings? Like, I want to know, like...
Yeah, like, who's that guy?
You know, that guy's like, oh, man, it happened finally to somebody. But he went into the game... He gave up two goals immediately.
It's fine. They still won.
They still won. Six to two. They were winning 6-0. So then they have, there's audio of this. Listen to this.
We have word that Dave Ayers, 42 years of age, emergency support goaltender, will be forced into service here for the Hurricanes.
Three seconds
left. Here's Clifford. Stopped by David Ayers. The Carolina Hurricanes surround him and defeat the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Wow.
6-3.
It was awesome. Obviously, the time of my life out there. I've been on this ice many times without fans. Put fans in the mix, and it's a whole different game, obviously. But, hey, once in a lifetime, I'll take it.
Guys, come on. How amazing
is
that?
But my thing is, like, can they put him on the team now? Like, I think he deserves it at this point.
The deal is he gets $500 for his appearance.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, man. It should be more.
And he gets to keep his jersey.
That's it.
Cool. And maybe he'll be used again.
What more do you want? Right.
Add
Chelsea's
to the
right.
Lineup. Put him on like third bench or something.
But could you imagine like literally basically stepping out of the stands like, well, I'm going in. It's every dude's dream whenever you go to a sporting event. You really envision yourself out there and how cool must it have been?
Okay, you get one call to tell somebody, like, turn on the TV, I'm in the game. Who do you call?
My mom, maybe.
Yeah, I think parents.
She's like, you're lying. There's no way you're in a professional anything game.
She's like, I swear.
Leave me alone. I'm watching Days of Our Lives. Turn this off. But just a fantastic story.
So good.
Great story.
Thought I'd share that. 7:56, more tickets coming up. What do we have? Mountain High tickets. Two pairs. Hold on.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Monday.
At first, Dating Blind looked like one of these, I don't know, Bachelor in Paradise type shows that's on Netflix, but I feel like everybody's finally getting on board. It's been on for a few weeks, and
it's so good.
We're all just sort of sucked into the show. If you haven't seen it yet, it's an interesting premise where you sit in a room and you talk to somebody else that's in another room, like a little pod, and you don't get to see the other person ever.
Wall between you guys.
Yeah.
And they rotate different people around. And the goal is to get an engagement out of just speaking with somebody.
So how long do you think they have in those rooms? Like, is it an hour, two hours where they're getting to know each other?
That's a good question.
Huh. I don't know.
I just thought it was funny that they're in the rooms, like, with a notepad. Like, because they're meeting so many people, they have to, like, write the name. Bob. Oh, likes fish.
Yeah.
Like, they're taking notes on each person.
Yeah.
It's just weird. It's a different experience, but... Looks like it could work for a few of them.
And some of them were like, I've never gone this deep with anyone. Like, been dating forever, but never have had these kind of conversations. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting concept. I don't know. I mean, I'd maybe be down to try it. I don't know if I'd want to like go through with an engagement at the end, but I would be so curious like how different that connection would be with someone that you can't see, that you're just like solely connecting with on like learning who they are without having like looks or anything involved.
I also was like, how did they get this ring? How did they know her size? Like, because they proposed and I'm like, where did he get that ring from? Like, did they go to the show with a ring in hopes that they're going to propose to somebody, or did they give them a ring? Is that the real ring? I have so many questions. Like, how many diamonds? I need to know these things.
How many carrots are there? Yeah. It's a really interesting concept. And it's, you know, when you date somebody long distance, of course you're seeing the person the first time that you meet them. But I, you know, the people that I know that are in the long distance relationships that work, they seem to have a really good bond because you do spend a lot of time on the phone asking a lot of questions, especially in the beginning until you run out of stories.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I guess I could see it working.
Yeah.
But just that first initial,
because
seeing someone
at the end of the day, you have to be attracted to someone, right? Yeah. Like, you have to have that, like, physical attraction. And if it's not there, and I don't know. I don't know how you'd do that, if you could see past that.
No.
Yeah, I know.
I'll just say it. I don't think I... There has to be that initial, like, I'm into you.
Right.
You know, like, just the look. Because sometimes you could say, no, I'm not into that. That's not my thing. Maybe that's my thing.
Right.
I don't know. It seems superficial to say that, but it's just being honest. I think everyone, it's just being honest. I think everyone agrees that you want to have that initial attraction before you open the next door.
You like what you like, right?
You like what you like, yeah.
Hmm. That's why these are going to crumble. And we love watching it.
Hey, you never know. You never know.
A lot of them look like they're crumbling.
But you get like the one girl that's really like, she's probably the hottest thing ever in her hometown.
Yeah.
But then you get this guy who's actually like, they get the one dude that's like athletic and all the girls seem to like him.
He's like you can tell he's like the F boy. He's a bit of a player.
Definitely
an F boy.
He's
like playing all the girls.
For
the way he's like schmoozing them. And I'm like, oh, I so would have fallen for it. Whatever.
But then, you know, he goes back to her hayseed hometown and meets like...
Oh, I can't wait for that episode.
Oh, I know I haven't seen that yet.
Guys, it's just so good.
Tell
so
us.
If you're not watching the show, and it's great too because it's on Netflix, there's no commercials.
That is the best part.
It is the best
part.
You would think, there's no way I'm going to blow through more than one of these 4 episodes later. You are.
And I feel like I like that the hosts aren't super involved. Like Nick Lachey and Vanessa are the hosts of it, but I like that they only come in here and there. It's not like with The Bachelor where Chris Harrison's like involved. He like pops up and he'll be like, so this is the final rose. Yeah. And it's not like cheesy like that, which I appreciate.
Yeah. He doesn't, no one's walking in with a stupid glass like, ding, ding, we're doing this now. It's,
but
it's
speaking
not formulaic
of The Bachelor is tonight, are we watching it?
Of course.
Okay. Hello.
What are you kidding me?
We're so busy today.
You want to do trending right after this?
Yeah. Question of the day. Women making the first move. Are we for it or nah? We will talk about it next.
Oh, yes. Okay.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We have tickets to Mountain High. Crystal B will be there with you. Hold on to get some. It is Amp Radio. We are trending with Crystal. What's up?
All right. Question of the day. I want to know what you guys think. Women making the first move. Are we for it or not for it? Chelsea.
For it, for sure. I've definitely made the first move, and I feel like it's paid off. Because I feel like guys are shy, too, you know?
Yeah. I don't want to make the first move.
Yeah. I think it's good. If you know what you want, go after it.
No. I just assume nobody wants me, so... I'm just going to leave you alone.
Oh, my gosh.
Have your drink. I'm going to,
You're one of those guys that waits too long.
I have, out of all of the girls that I've ever dated, I think I've only made the first move once. And I'm talking the way back to high school even. Yeah, no.
Jeez.
I'm not good at that.
What about you, Crystal?
Well, yeah, I'm all for making the first move with my boyfriend. Now I made the first move just because it was taking so long. And I remember being in the moment, like we were talking for hours and I'm like, dude, is this guy gonna kiss me or what? And I was like, F it, I'm going for it. And I did.
And you went in.
Yeah. Yep. And this debate was trending over the weekend. So a relationship therapist weighed in and she said women should feel that they can make the first move if they want, because the problem is men move as slow as molasses. And there it is. And also I feel like in today, men are just scared, like they don't know if we want that, if we are like just friends. They're kind of thinking about it too much, maybe. So women, feel free to do it.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and make that first move.
Please. Yeah. Guys are begging you.
She did say that there are still a lot of women that feel that when they make the first move, it's kind of like old school mentality that when they make the first move, it's just coming on too strong and it's the guy's place.
No,
but
that's dumb.
It's 2020. You do you, girl. Yeah, you
get
make
in there.
The first move. All right. I really love this story. There was a desperate mother in need of formula. She was at home with her 5 babies. She was sick. The babies were sick. Her husband was out of town and no baby formula in the house. So she was stressed. She didn't know what to do. She called 911. She at 2 a.m. she asked the police for help. The cops stopped by the local Walmart, picked up milk, picked up formula, and dropped it off for her.
How about that?
I love the story, but I'm also like, download Postmates.
Wait, I heard that this was false. Like, she just did this for attention, or like said that it was like not a real story.
Oh, why do you have to
I know, because I thought it was so great too, but I read into it more.
Oh,
and I think
we will
she's
have
like
to
a social media girl or whatever.
No way, with 5 kids?
Yeah.
Holy crap. Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about this fight over the weekend. Tyson Fury dominated Deontay Wilder on Saturday night. Literally got dismantled, but that wasn't even what everyone was talking about. So Fury licked Deontay Wilder while blood was dripping from his neck.
He said, I want to taste blood. Fury did it.
He literally did. Tongue, like he has a pointy lizard tongue too. I don't know why it points so bad. And Booker, you weren't watching, but all of us were watching. Yeah. And then I sent the photo to you, and you were like, "Barf!" Everyone was upset at me for sending it to you guys.
What you said with the photo?
Yeah,
What Crystal said.
What did she say?
She said, "Me on Henry, her boyfriend, after I have two more drinks," and then she screenshots Tyson Fury licking the blood off this guy's neck.
And we were like, what?
There's my tongue.
And I'm like, barf.
Hey, I posted that on Twitter. It got the most likes and retweets and comments I ever got. Yeah, so, winning. I'm Crystal Bean. If it's trending, you know I got you.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with everyone? Okay, Mountain High tickets in about 10 minutes. We're going to give those away. Nice. No dumb contest. We're just going to take caller 9.
No more dumb contest.
Right. I miss our dumb contest.
Commercial free Monday on AMP.
AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Our very own Yessie Ortiz is on the phone. You with us?
Hello.
Are you about to go get your workout on?
I am about to go to the gym.
Good job.
Nice.
What's up, crazy?
What's happening on AMP Radio at 5 o'clock every day now? That's what we want to know.
Okay. Well, everyone already knew that at 5 o'clock we were in the mix and it was commercial free, right? Playing everything that you want to hear. But I'm excited to announce a brand new DJ stepping in to take over every single day.
Okay.
And at 5 o'clock you will find out who it is.
Ooh.
It's somebody who's been in the LA scene for a very long time.
Okay. Give a hint, Yessie, give us a hint.
Yeah. I don't know what's a good hint. This is somebody who's really talented as a DJ, really skilled, very well known in the city. I mean, he rocks a Hollywood nightclub for like 9 years every Saturday night. Maybe that's a hint.
I know who it is now because of that.
I have no clue who it is.
You probably know who I'm talking about.
That's not Booker. How's that a hint for you?
I'll give everybody a hint. He told another station to kiss his ass. That's awesome.
Oh, my God.
That's the hint. So 5 o'clock today.
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that. With Yessie, commercial free, as she does every afternoon so well. Thank you, Yessie.
Thanks, guys. I'm so excited for you guys to check it out.
Yeah. 97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
It is AMP Radio on a commercial-free Monday. Booker, Crystal B, and Chelsea delivering some entertainment for us.
All right, let's start with the Friends reunion. It is officially happening. Okay. Very exciting stuff. The entire gang is, of course, on board. Jennifer Aniston, David Schwimmer. It'll be coming to HBO.
This is what happens when I run the console. I'm sorry.
I was like, come on, where's my Friends theme song?
This is what happens when Madge steps away from me for 2 seconds. I ruin everybody's
You're
everything.
A child.
Stupid. I like glanced up at Madge's face and he looks a little panicked.
Like, yeah, he's like, come on, look who's running things. Booker, idiot. Sorry. Back to you, Friends.
Yeah, so it's coming to HBO in May.
We were on a break.
So it's going to be unscripted. It's not going to be like, it's literally going to be them in a room reminiscing about Friends.
Snooze.
So, you know, I mean, I'm still excited about it. I'll take it. I'm a big Friends fan, but I do kind of wish it was an actual episode, but it's okay.
I just hope they give us like some dirt, like people hooking up.
Yeah.
Like if you're gonna sit down and talk about, you know, the past, then give us some good stuff.
Because
I don't want to see you guys talk about like, oh my gosh, it was so much fun. It was great. Like bore.
Totally. Yeah.
Give us dirt.
Give us the tea.
Okay,
for sure.
You're right. There could be some dirt.
Right.
All right. You talked me into
it. Okay, good.
Hearing that they're each getting paid $2.5 million for this.
Damn.
So must be nice. All right. Would you be annoyed if someone crashed your wedding? Guys, would you be annoyed?
That's famous?
Yeah. Celebrity.
Yes. I don't want any of the attention taken away from my beautiful bride.
If they performed.
Good answer, Booker.
Gosh.
Wow.
Yeah. Come on, Crystal.
What if it was Halsey?
Oh, you got a good point there.
She's taking all the attention away from your bride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Booker would be questioning everything because you're secretly in love with her.
Well, it's not so much of a secret.
Yeah, it's true.
And Halsey's aware of it, so it's fine.
I would totally be down.
I know. Yeah. I love it. I want Adele to crash my wedding.
Ooh.
I think she'd be so fun. Anyways, I digress. But the reason why we're talking about the story is because Lil Nas X over the weekend crashed a wedding. It's really funny. The wedding was at Disney World, and he walked in hand with the bride. The guests were very excited.
I guess
you can tell.
That's so cool.
All right. I don't know if you saw this news, but Steven Spielberg's adopted daughter, Michaela, announced she wants to be a porn star. Mm-hmm. It all kind of happened last week. She has an account on Pornhub, and she's just saying, like, jeez, I'm taking lessons to be an exotic dancer. Very heavy. And, you know, when she announced it, she said that her parents are very supportive. Well, of course, now we're hearing that that's not the case. Spielberg and his wife are embarrassed and concerned for her. She is only 23 years old, so she's pretty young. Mm-hmm. But a close family friend is saying this is certainly not how they were raised. And they're not so much worried about Steven's reputation, but they're more worried about how it looks for the other kids and how the other kids are handling it, because they're trying to be supportive. But it'll be interesting to see kind of where this goes.
You know, a crazy little asterisk of this story.
What?
I guess she's got this guy, and the dude that's like with her or something's like a professional dart player.
Yeah.
That is,
and he's
so
much older
weird
than her too, right?
Amazing.
Wow.
How is that
creepy?
How is that a profession? I got to get into that.
Crystal B and I were talking about it too. Like, it's such a slap in the face because Steven Spielberg, I mean, respected for his directing,
in the film
producing,
industry.
The film industry, and then right, for his daughter to go into the opposite film
deal
industry.
I just
really?
Don't think,
yeah, Booker. If your
if you
daughter,
had a daughter, yeah,
wanted
course,
to go into the porn industry.
No, that will never happen.
Exactly.
No.
Rest our case.
Spielberg probably thought
just,
the same.
I guess.
Yeah.
That's
but,
tough.
She, but then again, she's a grown up and yeah, she made a decision. That's what she wants to do. You got to kind of respect it, right?
Did it have to come out this way, though?
Yeah.
Like, couldn't she just have done it more so than, like, started talking about it?
I don't know.
That
would
be kind
of
weird.
You know how there's movies, there's like porns named after movies? Mm-hmm. Like, is there going to be like a porn named after one of her dad's movies that she's in? Like,
oh, right.
I'm trying to think of one right now.
I'm sure
head,
they would
want to
work that angle. Like, huh, the porn industry,
yeah,
would be like, oh my gosh, like, it's a gold mine.
Mm. Yeah, anyways. All right. I'm Chelsea, and that's your entertainment news.
Gold mine.
I was thinking about some Jurassic Park, but I couldn't. I don't know. I'm sure there's something there, though.
I'm sure there's a terrible joke that I'll get to right,
yep,
after this song.
I got a couple.
Yeah. 97.1
AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
AMC's doing a chicken and donut sandwich.
Ooh.
Ew, yuck. No.
Yeah, I would definitely try it just because
no,
I like this. I love
gross,
sweet and salty combination.
I
give it a try.
I feel like they just said, what could make our food even more disgusting?
Yeah.
Oh, I got an idea. Donuts. Let's do donuts.
Ooh. Because like, they're not making the donuts there, so they're not fresh. They're getting them from somewhere. Not fresh donuts,
right,
first of all.
Like a 7-Eleven across,
yeah,
the street.
Well, I'll take a bite, and I'll let you guys know, okay?
No. I'm going to pass
you know
on that
how
one.
It is.
All right. 9:03 will do trending in a few minutes. Let's talk about this memorial, which is about to start, I guess, at 10 o'clock this morning. Mm-hmm. Staples Center is completely empty. Every
yep
shot that we see, there's nobody there, which mm-hmm, I'll say it's a sort of a bummer. Yeah. I kind of was hoping for a celebration where everybody could kind of get together and, I don't know, kind of mm-hmm be with one another. And I know they had an unofficial thing over the weekend when the whole tragedy happened. But if that's what the family wants, then cool, that's, you know, what they're going to do. But they've got Staples Center locked down. And mm-hmm, it just looks like there's...
somber. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say it looks like there's 40 people there. I mean, it just
right
doesn't look like, you know, a lot of people got tickets. But it will be filled up by 10 o'clock this morning. So
mm-hmm,
it'll be on television. I'm not going
to
watch. You want
to
leave early.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to be in like my home. I might go to my parents' house to watch just because I'm going to cry for sure. I don't want to mm-hmm be like out at a bar watching it mm-hmm or anything like that. But I really want to pay attention to like the speeches mm-hmm and what everyone has to say and the performances. And are we going to hear from Vanessa Bryant and or the kids? You know, mm-hmm, like I want to pay attention.
Hmm.
That's why it's going to be hard to see the family.
I'm
to
not
going to
watch
the kids.
Hmm. Are you going to watch shows?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to watch,
yeah,
for sure.
I think people mourn differently. Stuff like that just really,
yeah,
I don't want to be, I mean, I guess I'm upset already, but I really don't want to be more upset. I don't understand the point of being,
I guess the point
that's
is,
just me, by the way, and I'm sure other people have completely disagree with me, but that's just me.
It's also to get like closure, you know, like, mm-hmm, and I think it's going to be a beautiful tribute.
Yeah.
Like, I think they're going to probably have performers, obviously the speakers, his family there.
They confirmed Jerry West, Magic Johnson, Shaquille O'Neal, and NBA Commissioner Adam Silver, and then they're saying possibly Michael Jordan will be speaking. He's been in town for the last few days,
oh,
hanging out with the NBA people.
Good.
They've been catching him at dinner, so it looks like they're preparing something, and that is going to be so emotional because MJ was like his idol mm-hmm and then became like his big brother, and you mm-hmm know, hit the words that he said once he passed away. It was just like so emotional.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be it's going to be sad,
see,
but I
don't want to be bummed out.
But I think I need it,
you
the
need
person
it.
I
yeah
am, like for the grieving process.
Hmm.
Like
mm-hmm
I don't know.
Gotcha.
We're
okay
all going through it together.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
97.1
AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.